Blog Talk Radio.
Vinegar chips and some now and laters. Oh, I really want a tropical fantasy. Some butter crunch cookies and Drake cake.
Of course, why would it work? Why would it work? We get nothing for this.
You're an idiot.
It's the greatest show in the world, you fucking asshole.
All they do is stay out there and talk about garbage. They just talk, talk, talk.
And don't forget my skills. It's because you are going to the La Vega.
The verbal barbershop is in order.
Oh, good for you!
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome, everybody who's out there, all three of you, and all our downloaders who catch this. That's right, I am the one and only PAB, the Poas Boricua, and since it's football season, y'all can call me Pablo Siete Siete. Figure that one out, all you chat Ocho Cinco fans. Anyway, this is not a full-on show, just giving you the heads up. I am here live this evening, but I will hardly be talking to you because this will be one of our rare best-of shows. So if you're listening tonight, enjoy it. Gives you an idea of what the show's about. Maybe play a new hip-hop track or two. Also got an exclusive DJ Sid mix up in the cut. And just a bunch of random stuff that we did in last year about this time. We've been on for over a year, so right now you're listening to the Bodega Hangout spot where we normally talk about hip-hop, yet over the last year it's jumped into wrestling, comic book, geek stuff, relationships, sex, all that nonsense. Anyway, man, let's get into it. We're going to take you all the way back to last August, where the PAB, myself, and Sid talked about Crazy Weekend. It had to do with a bunch of drunk Puerto Ricans at a barbecue and botanicas in the Bronx. So keep this out. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay, first off the bat, I got to go back to Friday, all right? If I'm going to share something, I got to go back to Friday, okay? So let's go back to Friday real quick.
All right, Friday it is.
Hey, we're going back to Friday. Yeah, that's
nice flashback music. Nice flashback music.
So, so Friday... You know, Friday I'm working, I'm doing my thing, man, and I got to give a shout-out to all those people out there practicing Santeria and getting them candles, the lighting them street corners, because apparently my woman hit up Fordham Road on Friday, and for some reason, I can't get into the details, wound up in a botanica.
Wow. I'm sorry, for your wife, I gotta give the sound effect for you. There you go. Good job. Yeah.
Oh, man. And I mean, now, yes, me and Sid know what a botanica, but for all you white people out there.
I don't understand.
Yeah, we're going to tell you. A botanica is basically, think like a spiritual store. A store where you would get all your stuff. You know, to practice any spirituality, whether it be a Catholic or otherwise.
If you're Jehovah's Witness, it's right next to the rosaries kind of figure, that type of store.
And, yo, man, she went up there. She was out on Fordham Road doing the school shopping thing, right?
Okay.
And she had to make a run for somebody, and she ain't never been one. She ain't never been to one. So she's out there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she had known of them, but she had never been to one personally. So she was on the hunt for one down at Webster Avenue in the Bronx. And, yo, man, and I mean, I heard they had to look for the spot. They really had to, like, go out of their way to find the spot.
Wow. You know, there's a lot that I can say about it. But, yeah, if you make a wrong turn anywhere, you're going to wind up into one, especially in the Bronx. Northern Bronx, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, but they had to go to a special one, man. They really had to go to a certain one. Apparently, this is like the BJs of Botanicas. got, like, you know, little shopping carts. I don't know.
That is incredible. Incredible.
Know, reserved for those with motorcycles, reserved for those with walkers, more so because it's, I don't know, I think Botanica, I think some old Spanish women. So
that's
I don't
exactly
know.
What I'm thinking, right?
You know, they probably pulled up to the spot. They got all those little buddy scooters all parked outside.
Well, did she get what she wanted?
Well, yeah, she was on a mission. She was there with instructions from somebody else. But the bugged out thing that she came back to me with wasn't the fact that here we got a young Spanish woman who's really not religious. You know what I mean? She believes in God, but we're not church going people. That don't pop here.
Okay.
But she went in there, you know, to grab the usual stuff like any candles and incense and, you know, whatever else, you know. Holy water, garlic, a couple of steaks. I don't know what the hell she grabbed. But she rolled up in there. And apparently, if I'm correct, the place was packed to the gills. Like, there was, like, she went on a Friday afternoon, and the place was thick.
I've never heard of one of those stores being standing room only.
Dude, we're talking the place was thick. They didn't have enough registers going. I don't know what was going on. Maybe they had that one retarded bitch hitting the flash sign to the manager. I don't know what was going on. But she told me that, yo, they rolled up into this Botanica. They said the place was packed. People had attitude. like, get out of my way. I'm picturing, like, a really warped Spanish version of, like, a Harry Potter movie. I don't know.
That's rough.
People being changed, you know, people probably being changed into goats in the aisle, someone sacrificing a chicken and another one. You don't know, but...
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, she said it was packed. I mean, I heard people were bumping into each other. Nobody was trying to help. All, you know, it's really wild when you think a Botanica, a place that sells specialty spiritual items, heavy in... Spanish culture, like a lot of the islands were heavy-duty Spanish. Like, for those that know, Santeria, right? And yo, from what I understand, even the people that work there copped attitudes like if they were working extra hours at Walmart and they didn't want to be there.
Oh, it's Christmas hours.
Yo, that's what I heard. I heard they would literally stand around like, you know, can someone help me? You know, and nobody.
Wow. Maybe because it was the beginning of Labor Day weekend, everybody just wanted to get out of there. I'm assuming.
I just thought it was bugged. I mean, it doesn't really end anywhere, but I just thought it was bugged. But that's how my Friday started. So, like, I hear that story, right? And I'm just bugging out because that's a Botanica, right? So, I don't know. Like I said, it could have been the BJ's or the Sam's Club or Botanicas. You got to hold up the right sacrifice chicken to get in. I don't know.
I got to find a spot like that here in Queens. Like, one of those BJ stores like that here in Queens. We got a ton of them, but I mean, just to get religious artifacts, I got to find the holy grail of, you know, the BJ's Club of Botanicas.
But what you would call it. So then... It rolled over into yesterday, right? And yesterday, for the people that don't know, we're residing in New York. I'm about an hour away from the city. Sid resides in Queens. So up here, it was really overcast. They were predicting, like, thunderstorms at any time. So I don't know how it was down there in the city.
Actually, it was pretty decent last night, at least. Yeah, there was, you know, showers here and there, but it was very light. Wasn't heavy.
All right. It kind of sounds like my girls at that time of the week, but anyway. But all right,
firing the shot. There you go. You're firing it off.
All right. All right, people. Thank you. And either way, so like I'm doing the yard sale thing, man. Trying to make some extra money, get rid of some shit before the winter. And we planned to have a barbecue last night, right, which came through. The weather held up here. It was overcast, but no rain came down up here. But it looked like it was going to come down any moment. So next thing I know, we're barbecuing, man. I had a six-pack. I started hitting up the six-pack, and I don't drink. So I was just like, you know what, if I got to cook and I got to feel like I'm working on a Saturday, fuck it, I'm drinking, right? So I'm starting to hit up the six-pack. My girl's brother-in-law came through with his family. And he came through with Hypnotic, coconut rum, and Dos Equis.
That's a party starter right there.
And we already had Kahlua, and I had hard cider, and then I had regular beer. I think I had Miller Chills or some shit around, one of those fucking things in here.
Do you like that? Did you like
I don't like it. Yo, man, we had extras. So I just started hitting with whatever the fuck was there.
The Miller Chill, I mean, the Bud Light lime flavor isn't bad, but the Miller Chill tastes like ass and cookies in one shot. Yes, I said ass and cookies. They're two different extremes, and you'll understand what I mean when you try it.
Oh,
swear to God.
Oh, man, so that's what we had.
Beer.
So, so I just started drinking while I'm grilling. The thing is, I'm not... Like I said, I don't drink a lot. Sid, I've witnessed Sid get so drunk he's passed out on various people's vehicles.
I'm not contesting that either.
So, but I don't drink like that. I mean, I've drank, but I don't know. I don't nurse. I don't nurse for shit. I don't know how to nurse. So I started downing these. Like, I went through 2 bottles in a half an hour, man. I just, like, was drinking, like, taking huge gulps while I'm cooking over the grill. And he came through with the hard stuff, right? So then I'm grilling, I'm doing my thing, and I started hitting up the hard stuff. I started doing mixed drinks. But I was good. I was real good, man. It was like around 6, 7 o'clock, and I'm grilling my ass off. I'm making chicken kebabs, you know, I'm making shish kebabs, I'm making drumsticks. I made everything but burgers, ironically.
Wait, before you even start this, while you're cooking all this chicken and stuff like that, and chicken kebabs and whatnot, and you do have tequila and beer in one spot, and you drink it over the grill, did you douse any of the beer, you know, the chicken with beer flavor?
No, we didn't go there. It did not go there. Hey, man, I didn't want to mess up the meat like that. Nah. I mean, I got to be grateful. Where this story ends, I have to say the grill was turned off once it started getting dangerous. So I kept drinking. I started mixing a couple of drinks, and I don't normally do this. So I'm at this point, I've had beer, and I'm having mixed drinks, right, with Hypnotic and coconut rum and Kahlua. So I'm mixing the drinks, but I'm good. I'm not even buzzing, but I'm starting to feel it come on. And for the record, people, I've only been like this like 3 times. This is like number 3. So I'm feeling it. And, yo, my man ran out and picked up a bottle of, Corazon tequila. Because apparently it goes down smoother than Patron. All you hood rats who swear up and down by Patron, Corazon goes down smoother.
It's older, that's why.
Oh, see, we learn something new every day, and that's one to grow on. If I had that, I'd play it.
That's the reason why. If I'm not mistaken, right, the regular. Thank you. Thank you. If I'm not mistaken correctly, the Patron is not aged. You gotta buy that specialty. If you just buy a regular Patron or the coffee Patron, it's not aged as well as some of the other tequilas. That's why it goes out smoother.
All right. So he bought that, and the first thing out the gate was I wanted to have margaritas because we had, like, tons of, like, nachos and salsa and shit. And I learned a couple weeks ago that shit, it must be the Mexican thing. I'm not even stereotyping. Them shit's mixed really well, man.
I was about to go there. I was going to say, wait, let me get this right. A bunch of Puerto Ricans are throwing a fiesta. Where is the donkey... Juanville does this Colombian. Where's the donkey? and Frida somewhere. There's something going on where salsa is getting put in the mix and everybody's like, wow, this is really tasting good. And for everything it's worth, it is true when you're that screwed up and drinking Dos Equis and Dos Equis and Corazon. I mean, that's two different things, yeah.
So we're doing that. So out the gate, man, my man broke out the shot glasses. It was like, nah, we got to drink this straight first. So next thing I know, I'm doing shots of tequila. Like, fuck it, man.
Did he give you the salt and lime and everything?
No, we just did it straight.
Straight up? Oh.
Straight up. No, nothing to cut it. Nothing to, yo, it was pure uncut tequila. Straight down the hatch. So we're doing that. I'm hanging tough. And from that point on, I went back to beers. And if anybody wants to check out, anybody who knows me that listens or downloads this, if you go to my MySpace, there's a video of this. They started saying about how quick they can chug a beer, man. Like, in time-wise, this is some college shit, okay? We're all around the 30 mark with kids, okay? There were kids around watching us act more immature than them. And we are now chugging beers, and I chug, like, a whole Dos Equis, I think, like, in 12 seconds, about, right? And, I don't do this shit.
I'm assuming it's the cans, right?
No, these are the bottles.
Oh, you had the bottles. Oh, yeah.
So we were doing them. So I'm doing them. I'm at this point, I'm dizzy. And I don't know what happened, but everybody in my house, except for the two youngest kids that are about 6 years old, decided to go outside. At this point, it's like 8 o'clock. Everybody is buzzed, so, like, seriously buzzing, like, walk, not able to walk straight. Everybody decides to go outside and play Manhunt. I don't know why, but there was a group of drunk adults and kids from between the ages of 12 and 16 playing Manhunt.
Wait, let me get this. Wait, you got to tell the audience this before you even start the game of Manhunt. You're already drunk.
Yes.
It's pitch black because you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yes, we're in the boonies. We're talking trees and shit.
You're probably, you are about what, 6'7", 6'6"?
Yes.
And you want to play Manhunt?
I don't want to play. My brother-in-law wanted to play Manhunt, and next thing you know, it was like, game on, let's go. That's not even the best part. The best part is, for some reason, the game didn't start off immediately because there was a push-up, there was a chin-up contest on the damn kids' little playground in the back between all the older kids and the adults.
The kids weren't drinking, I'm assuming.
No.
Oh, okay.
I hope not. I couldn't tell you if they were.
I just had to throw that in there because now that I'm getting through the interview, So you started playing Manhunt. Let me get that out of the way. How'd the Manhunt game go?
I don't know. I couldn't participate because I was having a hard time. And then another little thing. I think I brought this up to some people. I'm having a couple of issues with some neighborhood kids around the way that are hanging out. They're about 12 years old. They hang out for some reason on a dead end block in the middle of nowhere. Kids shouldn't be hanging out. I've had previous problems with my property getting fucked up. So I've been dealing with them, basically like almost like the old man, get off the lawn. I'm becoming that guy, but because of some assholes around here, not with everybody, just some kids, like kids on my block I'm cool with, and they're actually cool with me. Like, they borrow movies, we chill. This other cats don't even live two blocks down. They have nothing better to do. So they came around the way, and I saw them, right? And I've been telling them, but I was buzzing like you wouldn't believe when I saw them. So I'm outside with her brother-in-law. This is right as we're going outside to gather this game to go, right? And I see them, and dude, I start yelling. I was like, I thought I done told these niggas not to come around this motherfucker no more. I said I got crazy hood. Crazy. I was like, and my brother-in-law is now starting to crack up, which is now, in my mind, especially under the influence, making me even turn it up further. I started jumping up and down in the circle like, oh, these niggas made me happy. I could yell at a motherfucker. I told these niggas. And then it occurred to me, these kids broke out like at Mach 3 when they heard me go off and start jumping in the circle like I'm about to fight.
Excellent. At least they're not going to be around for a little bit now that you scared them off.
These are 12-year-old kids, man. And I can't lie, one of them has special needs.
Wow.
I'm not making that up. And her brother's cracking up. I come in the house, and then it hits me. Two of these kids were mixed. Like, it was dark, but I knew which kids they were, and two of them are mixed. And I'm almost scared now that I'm going to get a visit from a parent saying, did you call my son a nigger? I'm like, well, you know, N-I-G-G-A, people.
I called him a ninja. It's okay.
Oh, nice.
It was dark and he disappeared, so it's okay.
Oh, wow. Yes, I called him. I called him a nigga. But
no, I think you're never going to use that. I think you're never going to use that word in that context that that offend people. I mean, I don't. So.
But no, I used it in a hood context. But I'm thinking, wow, that could get played out like that. So.
Yeah, especially in the middle, especially where you live, especially.
Yeah. So next thing I know, I'm laid out on my deck. I can't remember. The middle ground is kind of foggy, but I'm laying down on my deck looking at the stars, right? And my sister-in-law, for some reason, fell out of a deck chair, is now on the floor not far from me, and she actually had to crawl into the house. I was able to get back up. She crawled into the house. At this point, I get online, and I start texting people, which Sid was one of them, and I start IMing people with bad, unproofread text.
Are you one of those people that drunk text?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't do it with me specifically, but you were using the quickest shorthand possible.
Dude,
like,
I couldn't feel
you
my
are
fingertips.
For your, that type of thing?
I couldn't feel my fingertips, so I was hitting wrong keys and all types of shit. It was no
okay.
Shorthand. I just couldn't. I couldn't get it straight. And next thing I know, man, after a while, you know, it's already like 10 o'clock, 10:30. My sister-in-law is bad drunk. Like she was over the porcelain throne, my friend, for at least, she was on the over porcelain throne for a few hours, all right? Her husband, my brother-in-law, is laughing about this, all right? No concern. And I'm trying to pick up, and I can't walk straight. I can't walk straight, and I'm trying to clean up. Next thing I know, man, I don't know how I did it. I navigated my ass into my bed at 10:30, and I fell out. Next thing I know, I get woken up at 1 o'clock being told all types of shit happened while I was passed out. And that was my Saturday night. I had to kind of rush it because I realized that became a 20-minute story, but that was last night. And that's why I kind of started this show like, because I'm kind of still recuperating. But for any of you people that want to talk shit, or get at me, you know, on MySpace or whatever, saying that, oh, you probably hungover. No hangover. I'm just really fucking tired.
Well, yeah, you had a busy day this morning, too. So.
Yeah.
Busy morning.
But that was my evening.
I just stood home watching the Met game. That's how old I'm getting. That's how old I'm getting. I'm getting old to the
You are listening to The Bodega, featuring the PAB and DJ Sid. We poll, we proud. We not as ignorant as some would think we are.
Indians and no cheese. I pull out the pistol when I smoke weed. I'm the blueprint. I had your clothes looking like they was designed by bullet holes and shoe prints. When I bless a joint, it's like Spock came up in the spot and grabbed the beat by the pressure point. I got the Vulcan touch. I tell my bitch I'ma give up drinking when she give her emotions up. Too many enemies and no killers. Too many that hate snitching but no squillers. I get stacked. I blam hard with the click clack. Get that Antarctica rich rap. I spit crack to guard niggas to get dope. Y'all gotta wait for the transporter to get back. So who's the illest? What you talking about? Die hard like you Bruce Willis when I shoot to kill it. Too many hood guys, not enough good guys. The way you say pussy in plural, it's pussy. I don't be fucking around on that microphone. When I'm kicking them flows on that microphone. The illest nigga is old in that microphone. I put my heart and my soul in that microphone. I put it down on that microphone. Turn up the motherfucking sound on that microphone. But turn it down if you weak on that microphone. Lame niggas shouldn't speak on that microphone. My ultrasound show me holding a microphone. That's on my mama, I was born with a microphone. Groupies love cook it on a microphone. Like James Brown, I'ma die on a microphone. Too many rappers need to leave this mic alone. They on the same bullshit that mic was on. You're looking at the unseen, listening to the unheard. I kill your career with one word. You're verbally flirting with murder, you got some nerve. I lift your skirt like a young perv. Knock them out. We the mob, homie, who need a job? Plus I'm so fly, tell Derek Fisher I need a lob. Too many in the
industry, I need to rob. And if eating niggas made you obese, I'll be the blob. Fuck props, nigga, this a different conquest. Listen to Timmy spit and think it's a pissing contest. I'm in it for power, if cowards try to stop me, they better off using a fishing pole to reel in the Loch Ness. Yeah, I got a barrel that'll spot pussy. If you are what you eat, how come I'm not pussy? You little niggas better come off that microphone. I'm educated, but I'm dumb on that microphone. Don't even bother, you get done on that microphone. I'll turn a father to a son on that microphone. I'm a revolver in a slum on that microphone. And sell it so I don't need no microphone. Too many critics tend to be silly. Too many frogs go ribbit but never leave lily. I get it popping like a Neen Millie. Now I'm having a whale of a good time. I'm a free willy. Y'all lip singers take a pick, click, cheese Millie fans. Who the man? I make quick picks easily. None of you kids fit evenly. You body my verses like a thick bitch leaving me. Too many fantasies and no fame. Too many claiming insanity and they so sane. Less than whack Scooby snack, lack flow game rappers. Everything I do be that crack cocaine. Your career is doobie rap. Slap Joe name in any one of them verses. Say hello to the hearses. Too many monkeys see monkey doers. I slaughter pigs on my tail like Punky Brewster. Niggas know I get it in on that microphone. Y'all don't know where to begin on that microphone. I don't see how y'all can win on that microphone. A pioneer, I set trends on that microphone. Decide who you want to be on that microphone. I see a bunch of little me's microphone. Too many 20 milligram bikes I'm on. Killed the web, it don't matter what site you own. Say his mouth or he's running off, I tell him bridge or tunnel. Give a fuck how I come across all these wannabe tough guys. Son, it's soft gun go off, have him like a good show. Just spun them off, treat old timers like bags who drop the soap. Mike got Alzheimer's, forgot that they was dope. Too many dogs, not enough barking yet. Too many blueprints, not enough architects. Climbing started there, still every bar's a mess. Fuck records, there's a who the machine markets best. I'm the last motherfucker that y'all should test. I'm the sharpshooter, you the nigga I target next. Too many smiling like y'all that fly. Reaching, cause we set the bar that high. I don't fuck around with microphone. You lame niggas shouldn't speak on that microphone. You little niggas need to come off that microphone. Niggas know I get it in on that microphone.
That's right, everybody. You are listening to the Bodega featuring the PAB. At least the PAB for this evening on our best of mix show. All right, it might be a little bit rough, but we ain't getting paid. This show is broke as hell. They don't take food stamps. They don't take WIC. Believe me, we tried. Anyway, what you just heard, I said we're going to play some hip-hop. We're going to play some best of. So you already heard our story of barbecue and a botanica expedition, as well as you just heard Microphone by the group Slaughterhouse, Joe Budden, Joel Ortiz, Crooked Eye, Royce the 5'9", who got an album coming out. We'll probably get more into that once we get back on track with Sid. Anyway, man, going back on with the best of, what's coming up next is we've gotten into a lot of conversations about our opinions on relationships and the sexes. So we're going to take it back to one of the first times where I can say I probably lost my mind on the air in discussing stuff like that. So check this out and enjoy. And as soon as we get back, we got that DJ Sid mix coming up soon. So anyway, check me out losing my mind, all right? Peace.
Speaking of horse shit, moving on to women. And you know what? Fuck it. We're going to talk about women for a hot minute. I got something to get. I'm going to get, not something off my chest, but something I know I started talking about a couple of shows ago, man.
Okay.
No, and this is, and I will put a hip-hop spin on it because most of this shit has to do with girls out the hood. Why does it seem, at least to me, every girl I know out the hood, or a lot of girls I know out the hood, are very uptight about doing things sexually, like really trying anything. They're trying to be freaks. But no, hold on. Now, wait. It goes one of two ways, and I've literally seen this firsthand. This is speaking from firsthand experience. I knew girls straight up out the hood that, like, as soon as they got sweaty, it's like, mm-mm, I ain't doing that. Mm-mm. You know, like, as soon as they got sweaty, it's like, hurry up. Or
okay.
I know some of my family could read this as I'm putting them on blast. I'm not.
leave it at that. Some that put themselves out there to be perceived as, hey, they're a bit freaks. You know, they're trying to be freaks. Like, and I know, Sid, you know a couple of girls like this, too, that put themselves out there like, you can't handle me. I'm too,
right.
I'm not getting, it's like, and then behind closed doors, anything you throw out there, it's like, what? You know, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've met a lot of, well, then again, you know, with you and you playing your clips, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I have no clips. I have no clips. It's just something I thought.
I know what you're getting at. I was just saying that you're going to play that Blazing Saddles clip again about my, and that's what I have no leg to stand on by saying it.
All right, but, our new president, everybody.
Hey, where are the white women at?
All right, moving forward.
Oh, boy. But yes, you are. I totally agree with you. There are either two aspects, and
They want to play the role, man. And they'll go out there, they'll play the role, they'll claim all this shit, but they are not, behind closed doors, you find out they're not built like that. They go out there, they pretty much set up this whole visual, or they rock gear a certain way. It falls back to that whole mentality of, they're going to push up their tits and they're going to dress all this way to try to sexually entice you. It's a visual. You know what I mean? They do all this stuff for a visual. You kick it to them and it's like, excuse me? It's like, bitch, you're putting your titties on sale. Look at the outfit you bought. It's similar to that.
What about this past Friday for Halloween?
Don't even get me started on Halloween. This actually would kick off the idea for me personally. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm not going to put nobody on blast, but I know a couple people, and I know I'm going to get emails on this, and if I do, I love y'all, but I got to say it. I got to question the image that was portrayed versus how people really can be behind closed doors.
Oh.
You know what
I'm saying? Do you want to put anybody on blast right now while you're at it?
If I put anybody on blast, I may be disowned in a way that I don't want.
All right, how about this? How about you mention the costume, and we'll leave it like that.
Well, costumes are easy because they're always, and Halloween people take full advantage of it. It's when everybody looks for a goddamn excuse. Like women in particular, and I love y'all. I love women. But you look for every opportunity to throw on the fishnets, and the damn garter belt, and try to play the dominatrix role. Some of y'all try to put on the tight ass shit and be like the sex kitten, and you try to play that role. Some of y'all, even without it being Halloween, try to play that role, like, you know, trying to like entice guys to set up this image of like, I'm a freak. Why? Because you suck dick and you live in the projects, and it's perceived that project chicks don't suck dick. You're not a freak.
Whoa.
You're not a freak. You're just not a freak. I'm sorry. You're not a freak. Don't play that role with me. I'm a motherfucking freak. I was on the show 2 weeks ago talking about how I need to get with a squirter. I'm a motherfucking freak.
Oh, man.
You know what? Now I'm getting heated, man.
Tell them niggas why you mad, sir.
You could call it Static Cling, or you could Frantic Inspector. If you, we're talking about the skit on the...
Tonight we're also going to get to a Static Selector cut. Just for you, Sid, and shout out to some people. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that.
And we got a pick of the week too, right? Do you got a pick of the week? I got one in the chamber though.
Do I got a pick of the week? No. I'll let you go with the pick of the week. I got a good one for you. All right. We're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to everything. I'm gonna cock this shit. Okay. But I just had to air that out.
I can elaborate on some more if you'd like.
I mean, if you want to add in, because believe me, I got something that splinters right off. Go for it, brother.
Well, it's not necessarily hood chicks that do it too. I mean,
no, it's not. No, no, there is, I know where you're going. There's a lot of non-hood chicks that try to be cutesy and like, hey,
still dressed like a skank.
There's a lot of Long Beach, New York, Jersey Shore bitches that play that role too.
Whoa.
All right, let's be fucking real, all right?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, by all means.
But you know what the funny thing is? I've also learned through my own experiences, I have no shame. Some of them bitches, if you can con them behind closed doors, shit can pop off.
They just don't want their business being aired out.
I could say I can agree with that to a point.
All right.
You always tell your story, don't you?
You don't have to tell me a story. I'm just saying, no, I'm letting, you know, if you want to take the floor, you know, if you want to add in the 2 cents.
Yeah.
It's
well, it's, no, I was just asking about
the partnership. No, I'm sorry.
No, I was just, when you said conning, I just thought about that age frame where I was like 18 to 21, where I kind of convinced somebody, you know, that they didn't do it, but they've never done it since, so.
Third input?
Literally, the third input.
Third input?
I'm not saying a word, man.
Yep, that's a yes, folks.
How we put it like this, the bank was open.
Hello! Hey,
beer.
Oh, that's fine. Yo, I'll be real. Hey, man, as I've gotten older, the third input has become an interesting thing. Yo, let me put this out there. Third input, the brown eye. It's for the young. Do it while you're young, y'all, because it doesn't become any prettier as you get older. So.
No.
Third input for the young. I had to put that out there because I definitely know a lot of people that try to play that role. And it happens in the hood a lot because motherfuckers are uptight. Like, dudes are not uptight to try to get chicks to do that. But a lot of chicks ain't even trying half of that shit. Like they don't even want to entertain the idea, even if they're in a monogamous relationship with a dude, half of that shit, at least through my experiences, it's not a thought. It really... If you're with a chick from the hood, in my experience, it's even a pin in the ass to get a BJ. So it's like, yo, man. That's all I'm saying.
I kind of agree with you. I'm totally in agreement with you.
Which leads me to some more hate.
Oh, no.
Yes. And this is hate, but it's more for all the single guys out there. Don't give none of these fine bitches, I don't care if you're fat, sweaty, smelly, disgusting, acne-ridden, still at 30, I don't give a shit. Don't give none of these fine bitches any type of props like they're untouchable if you still are out there working it. If you haven't figured this out yet, take this as advice. You see a fine bitch, kick it to her. But don't let her be cocky over your ass. And I'm going to tell you why. Four words. Two girls, one cup. Dumb bitches were decent looking, and for like maybe, you know, for like maybe $300, both of them bitches did what they did on that tape. You know what? If some of these fine-ass bitches are willing to whore themselves for that shit, ain't none of these fine bitches out there worth being put on a pedestal like that before you even approach them. Fuck that. But tell me that.
What?
Tell me that in real. I know me personally. This is where me throwing myself under the bus is coming into play. I'm a sap. I've been a sap. Sid talked about it when the last time I brought up relationships, that I have been a monogamous dude. I still remain a monogamous dude.
Yeah.
I've had my little womanizing episode in the median.
Yeah.
For all you dudes that do it, pick up DJ Sid. I don't know how the hell y'all motherfuckers juggle it. But I did it for 1 year, and it was a headache and a half. Maybe it just wasn't my C's, but going back to what I was saying.
Wow.
But I'm just going, like, to me, it was always difficult, especially when you see a girl that you think is really fine. You really stumble. You really trip over yourself, you know, trying to approach her. Hell, even if the younger you are, the harder it is to even make that approach because you're afraid of that no. You know, you're afraid of that one word no.
Yeah, but it's nothing that a bottle of St. Ives can't handle.
Very true.
Come on, everybody, just clap your hands. It's DJ Sid, pick a week. Now listen to the man.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
your black hair and your fat ass style. Street poetry is my everyday, but yo, I gotta stop when you drop my weight. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Floor from the Zulu Nation. Put you in the jam that we can get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got DVD all on your bedroom wall, but I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A pretty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. The sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mom was in a frenzy in a horny state, but I couldn't drop down because she couldn't relate. You couldn't relate. You couldn't relate.
Yo, what's up? This is Todd. This is Mike. So, I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Plus, and my man Oak. You know, he's real shit. And right now, you know, we're connected in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland. Now, we're a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we're going to love you and how we just chill.
Verbal AK spray, tip the tail. rocks gleam for one ring. They let me let y'all niggas know one thing. There's one life, one love, so there can only be one.
Yo, this Sesco, who this? What's the dilly? I just touched grounds down to Philly, brought a man with me. Best floating around Philly, trying to find men. Bitch supposed to be in the Benz, parked in Road 10. Her and that slow hoe Gwen. Should've known she was a bitch that we broke to the bone. They posted alone, the ass that is both in the zone. But you know the rules, both in school, but older dudes. I know the Jews are top of them doors, too much to lose. They try to vibe until them hoes roll with the vibe. Where's your joint project? You know little death got your eyes in the cut, drop.
That's right, everybody. Y'all just heard DJ Sid in the mix, coming through with an old school mix for all the 90s heads from some 90s babies. Well, we're not 90s babies. Y'all know what we mean, man. We grew up with hip hop during that era. So it is what it is. That's what we represent. And we look for that in today's music. So y'all can keep your soldier boy, because the Bodega is your anti-soldier boy station. Anyway, man, you also heard that. You also heard a quick thing about me losing my mind about women's slump. In keeping with the theme, we're going to take you back now to another time where me and Sid started talking about mood killers. What killed the mood for everybody behind the scenes, behind closed doors? Y'all know what we're talking about. Don't act ignorant.
My goal today is to be silly, have some time to kill, be a little retarded. You know what? And I brought up queefing before.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is... The people who are downloading this are going to really love this one.
Oh, wait. You want to apologize to your mom right now?
Sorry, Mom. whatchamacallit? No, it's funny. I don't know why I thought about this. I was just thinking about stuff to talk about on the show, right? And I realized, like, literally a year ago, because on my MySpace, I have, like, tons of blogs talking about all kinds of shit. And one of the things I put out there a while ago, it popped in my head recently, And I told myself, I got to bring it up somehow on the show. And I said, why not tonight, man? It's the Quarter Water Special. We old school like Crazy Horse, damn it. We old school like cans of Crazy Horse. All right? And whatchamacallit? I put this question, I put out a statement. You know what, man? Let me set the mood. I'm going to set the mood, Sid.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
That's right, folks. We can call this the I Want to Fuck It All, but what the fuck? Yes, that's right. I realized not too long ago that yours truly, the po-ass Boricua, realized that women constantly complain about mood killers. Well, what about us fellas? Hey, fellas, have you ever had a mood killer when you're in the sack about to get your grind on? I mean, certain people, me personally, I'm not a smoker. It is. Cock smoker. Ha ha ha! Anyway, I'm not a smoker, but if I kiss my favorite bitch and I taste that wonderful taste of nicotine, I think to myself, bitch, the fuck you smoking? So then I tell myself, huh, this could be a minute. But have you ever kissed a favorite woman and felt stubble? Ooh. You know, and obviously, I know my fellas out there are like, yo, nigga, when I put on a condom, that should be killing the mood like a motherfucker. Well, listen, fellas, I feel you, pimps, but I'm talking about more than that, and that's what I'm leading to tonight.
Wow.
I will admit that I used the dating game thing. I couldn't help myself.
I kind of figured as much.
People don't know that one either.
What?
Damn y'all.
Well, I think they have more of an idea what the dating game is now than as opposed to Dudley Do-Right.
Dudley Do-Right and Penelope, I forgot the bitch's name. By the way, olive oil was an ugly bitch.
I don't know what the hell Popeye saw. But whatever, it is what it is.
Alright, but the thing I brought up, and I'll put this out to you. I'll tell you, I actually put this out about a year ago. And I got responses. I actually got responses because people were just like, you know what, that's kind of funny. If you look past the obvious stuff,
right?
Everybody's gone through that moment where, yo, you know, you got stuff going on, and there's something that happens that can either kill. It doesn't necessarily mean everything stops, but it plays on you for a moment. Like there's a hesitation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, like for me, it's smoking. Like if I get, there's been a rare few times I've gone with a girl and I didn't know that she smoked, and when I kissed her, obviously, aside from being excited that I'm kissing her, the next thought is, what the fuck? So,
is that your ultimate mood killer? Was that
No, that is not.
I want to hear what your ultimate
You know, it's funny. I really don't have an ultimate mood killer because I can tolerate a lot of shit. I know people that can't deal with a queef. All right, there's a callback to what I said before. I know, dude, yo, man, as soon as that come, you know, and it's coming out the front.
You nasty. You just lost half of our female audience. Thanks a lot, Pops.
As soon as they, you know, out the front end, you know, like party in the front, you know what I'm saying, back. I know, dudes, and it happens, man, it happens, and, you know,
yeah.
In the moments of intimacy. But I know guys who will freeze up, like, what the fuck? Like, they... Like, they get that sideways cock look that you ever make a weird noise by a dog, and the dog kind of turns his head sideways and looks at you like, you're stupid?
All the time, Pop.
I know you've been with a couple of dogs, and not necessarily of the canine variety, but I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely. There is no doubt in my mind, or anybody who knows me, that will question that statement.
But I'm just curious about that. Like, I definitely would put that out there. Anybody ever wants to holler back at us? Like, you know what would be a mood killer for me? Because I've actually went through this in the strip clubs when I did go to them, is when a chick takes off her top in the club and the top's all tight and shit and everything's pushed up and it looks nice. And she takes them off and you realize they don't move. They stay in place.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I like titties. But when the titties don't move, when the titties just stand there, when it feels like I'm looking at an Italian statue. It's like I look at the titties in a whole new light, and not an appreciative light either.
Oh, it's so going to hell.
It's almost like I start poking at them real slow. You know, like, are you real?
Wow. Yeah. So, wow. I am in stunned silence, which is probably a first for this show. Actually, probably not, but...
Okay, so you put, I have shared many a things, and I will continue to.
I told you what mine was, like, a long time ago. As a matter of fact, no. I told you who the person was.
Wait, come up closer.
Oh, I'm sorry. I told you who the person was, and we talked about the girl last night. Do you remember that?
No, you told me the girl, yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, the people may be having a hard time hearing you. I think we're losing you.
Okay, hold up. Is that better?
Yes. Okay. We'll do it on the fly. Hell, it don't matter.
No,
you mentioned it, but I mean, obviously the thing that killed it during that.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously. The question, well, there was a couple things that killed it, you know? But
aside from the stuff that, you know what, we're going to talk about relationships probably in about 2 weeks or so. So save that.
Awesome.
For
we'll
there.
Save that one. We'll
but,
save that one.
But in regards to mood killers.
Oh, she had a mood killer completely.
I gotta hear it.
Oh, you wanna hear this?
Wait. If you're gonna do this, I gotta set you up right.
Okay.
You know what I'm looking for right now, damn it, words. All right. Speak nice and clear, and
okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
Sid's mood killer.
Oh, wow, the mood killer. I think we were in front of a mutual friend's car that had a hatchback at the time.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm in the back with her, and he has his brother, his little brother in the front.
How little is little?
Wow. I'd say 12 at the time.
Oh, and I'm going to hell. Go ahead, continue.
I made no bones about it. I was going. All right, so something happens. The mood killer starts, and that Q word popped up. And for all of a sudden, I'm getting blamed for ripping one in the car. And I kept telling the person in the front seat, dude, it's not me. And what am I talking about? I'm like, it's not me. He's like, no, I know it's you. The girl, being who she was, flat out spurted it up. And then, yeah, kind of killed the movie.
Oh, that's... Why would it have to be just that alone, though? I mean, that's just, like, crazy. I mean, are you just saying that particular action was the mood killer?
Oh, yeah, that particular action was the mood killer.
It's funny, because I have, to share a story.
Oh.
Not my story, not with me. This was actually one of the responses I had got initially when I put it out there, was one of my boys said he almost took an L, right? A loss, for those that don't know. He almost took an L when he had to help an ex-girlfriend at the time get up off the floor, and she let one rip, if you will. And he giggled, okay? He kind of like, you know, he chuckled. And she was, that little chuckle made her completely almost freeze up.
Oh.
Like, she was, like, straight up embarrassed.
At the end of the day, you got to think about it this way. If that ever happens, you got to chuckle. You got to laugh at it. You got to poke fun at yourself a little.
That's what I'm saying, man. And me, I'm looking at it this. If it's in the heat of the moment, hey, that means there's a lot of stuff going on down there. There's a lot. Speaking of a lot of stuff going on down there, when the hell? Now, I'm not mad about this. All right,
yeah.
I would have loved to have met and have at least experienced one of these people in my life, but I probably will not now at this particular point in time.
Okay.
But when did squirting become such, like, to some men, a holy grail? And I'm going to mention squirting for one simple fucking reason.
Oh, I want to hear this.
No, I was 16, 17, 18 years old. All right.
All right.
It was, you may, I don't know about you, I know me and a couple of the people on my end had heard, maybe, and not even all of us, maybe one or two of us have heard something about that, but it was kind of almost like an urban myth. You know what I mean? Like, there was no, like, you didn't know nobody that had ever experienced someone like that or come across somebody like that or blah, blah, blah. Right? But nowadays, it's like, yeah, that chick was a squirter. Yeah, I've been with a squirter. It's like, when did the changeover happen?
When it's getting to the beat, to the point of there's something in the water that girls are taking at that age that we possibly look back and think, when I was that age, where were you? Same thing. Same theory.
Because to this day, I'm going to put it like this. There's a boy, there's a certain Brooklyn Hebrew that we knew at the time. Who does listen to this show, and he'll know who he is.
Bless his heart.
Petitioned me, as well as two other friends that you know, if we can pick up some pornos for a house party he was having. Okay, I was like, all right, fine. Because I had a mom and pop store around my way that sold all their used stuff, like at $5, like dirt cheap, you know what I mean? Just to try to keep the inventory, you know, in and out, like trying to make money off of used stuff. All right, so we rolled up in there, and of course, since he wasn't there to pick the tape, leave it to a bunch of us. Excuse me. This had to be the first time I came across a tape, right? And I would just say a certain person who at one point, for a hot minute, had the nickname of Jehovah Jimmy, and another person who was referred to as Wallbanger, both said, we should get that tape since his fucking ass doesn't want to be here to get it. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. So we picked up the tape. Keep it in mind, we had never seen a tape like that either. This is around 97, 98.
Yeah.
All right. We picked up the tape. We brought it. He started watching. He popped it in during the party. Everybody was watching it in awe, like, oh, wow. He was the only person that was literally like dry heaving. Mm-hmm. And he was like, she's peeing, man. She's peeing. Fuck that. That's not real. She's peeing. Right? And we're all like, we're all trying to figure out what she is doing. Like, we're trying to figure out, you know what I mean? There was even women who were there, right? There was even certain females who were there who are going to be having a good time this weekend, wink, wink. whatchamacallit, who were literally, we were examining the tape, like trying to see where it was coming out of, how it was coming out of, the consistency.
Will we start having tests? Or an analyzation of, yeah, wow. Continue, I'm sorry, I'm just, once again, I think this is going to be called the Sid is Speechless Show, because there's like four or five things that you said tonight that I'm like.
Let's be fair.
The following program may contain adult language and themes. Listener discretion is advised.
So yeah, I'm just saying, man, I'm just bringing up the fact that it seems like squirting nowadays, you have like even like Flower Tucci, like there are cats who are in the porn who know about Flower Tucci, who was a very known squirter, okay?
I can tell you a story about her from my old previous employer, but that's another story altogether.
Hey, it's up to you.
Maybe I'll save that for another day, I think.
All right, if you want, okay.
Put it like this, and it includes a German Scheisser happening.
Scheisser.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll just leave it like that. Yeah, Flower Tucci, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying the norm, but, you know, since Sid has a story, we'll play this for Sid.
Yeah. No, actually, speak, girl.
The perfect song, this is like, yeah.
No, she's a very sweet girl, except of Scheisser.
I figure, hey, you know what, this way, All right, we are back. Yeah, you just heard some more fun and madness. So moving along, there was one time where we were reminiscing about how broke we were at various points of our lives, including now. Hell, we're doing this show for free. Check this out. It's me and Sid talk about, big up to all our Jewish friends, by the way, with this one. How we know certain
people and friends of ours who love to pay with change. Bags and bags and bags of change.
You know what? Since we're sharing McDonald's stories, I am going to throw some. I'm definitely going to throw somebody under the bus. I won't mention Andrew by name, but
wow.
I'm saying that we have a friend who one time, you weren't here for this excursion. I ran into you hours later. It wound up being one of those weekend hangouts where everybody kind of, our little crew of friends got together routinely throughout like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And a lot of us were playing, those of us that really traveled out of our way were basically playing sleepover musical chairs where like whoever could put up somebody would crash. And we had our boy Andrew, also known as Jake, and he may or may not be listening to this or may have downloaded it, but why not?
Ironically, I spoke to him last night.
All right. We'll get to that in a second. This is where it leads to because I am definitely going to put him on blast on this one. And you know what? I said a while ago, we will use the word nigga, and, you know, because we hip-hop like that, and that's how it is. We never had a problem saying it before. We're going to say it now. So with playing those stereotypes up, we got to acknowledge that our friend Andrew is Jewish. He is definitely Jewish. But he's not a practicing Jew. But I'll say this. If he let his hair grow out, he'd have the only Ronald McDonald fro. Just got to mention that pointless information right there. So either way, he wanted putting me up for the night on one of these Friday nights. And then the Saturday we wake up, we have to bum rush out the house because his dad was coming home with whatever, you know, young girl he swindled into his, you know, he's swindling into the house. So Andrew's rushing us out of the house. And we have to stop for breakfast. And we are riding with another friend of ours, Maz, our boy Maz, who was pretty much like the oldest one out of our crew at the time by like 5 or 6 years. So we roll to McDonald's. I'm a pro-ass Rican. All right, I had maybe $2. I ordered like something for $1. I don't even remember what it was. I just remember telling myself, no matter what, I'm getting the cheapest thing on the menu.
You also got to tell them there was no dollar menus at the time, too.
Yeah, there was no dollar menu. That's right. So I'm just like, I don't know what that. Maybe I ordered an apple pie and called it a day. That was like breakfast. I don't even remember. Maz orders a bunch of stuff. Andrew orders a bunch of stuff. Now, keep in mind, I already told you, he's Jewish. But, I mean, leave it to him if you ever meet this gentleman, he doesn't perpetrate the stereotype, but at this day, he did. He orders a bunch of food. He pulls up to the window, proceeds to reach underneath the car seat, pulls out a Ziploc. We're talking one of the big-ass freezer bags of change, and proceeds to start counting down small change, not quarters. We're talking nickels and dimes. He pulls out nickels and dimes and is counting change off to the poor girl in the window for, like, a meal that's, like, six something. At this point, our boy Maz, who is sitting in the seat next to us, proceeds to yell at him, "You couldn't be any more Jewish." Oh, my God, man. That story goes nowhere. But
I talked to Jake last night, actually, speaking of it, and I saw Maz last weekend. I should have mentioned that, you know, if I knew, I should have mentioned it to Maz when we spoke to him. But I can tell you another story about, and more along those lines, in college that I did. Actually, was it me?
Oh, I gotta, before you go on, I'm gonna warn everybody right now. I'm gonna find a way to make a jingle for every time you talk about a college story. I don't know what I'm gonna do yet, but it's coming up.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of them. There's too many great experiences, but there's too many bad experiences that I'm not gonna even mention. But because when you said Ziploc bag, it just reminded me of the story actually. I think one of the local Chinese food restaurants had a special.
All right.
And it was like $4.99, you know, you get the beef and broccoli with white rice, egg roll, and soda, which is a pretty good deal. Actually, I think it was like $3.99. So me and the rest of the guys who lived at the house at the time, we all chip in, and we used to have these group functions where we'd all, you know, order whatever. And there was this one kid, his name is Bob. And at the time, we all pony up the money except for Bob. And I'm kind of like, Bob, what's the matter? You get the cash? He's like, no, don't worry about it. And I got the door. When the delivery guy gets here, we're like, all right. So we thought he might have two bags. And he, you know, sends me down the stairs with him, whatever. And he goes into his room, grabs something, and puts it in his pocket, goes downstairs. Goes to the delivery guy. He goes, how much is it? Delivery guy's like, 10-something, 10 and change. All
right.
Instead of giving him the money that we all pulled together, he whipped out a Ziploc bag full of coins, chucked it at the guy, took the food, and closed the door one swoop.
Damn!
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
No, wait, what kind of food was it?
Chinese food. It was just regular Chinese food.
Was the Asian driver one of those cats, you know, on the little makeshift scooters with the milk crate tied to the back or the front?
No, not, you know what? No, you know, it's Albany. They're like 10 years behind anyway. No.
Oh, that would have been great. Oh.
I mean, yeah, I'm just joking. No, they had the car, whatever. And, like, I just remember the delivery driver just saying, I don't accept this. I don't accept this. I mean, close. I mean, like, took the food. It was like one of those, like, comedic things where you just shove the bag, take the food, and just slam the door one shot, and that's what happened. And, you know, true enough, you know, with the place never delivered to the house ever again.
Oh, you guys deserve it. You guys, so, don't go there. Don't go there. They give you change.
Yeah, it was crazy. And he pocketed all our dollars. That's the sad part.
And Sid's neglecting to tell you, the only reason that boy had a sack of change is because he was a peep show extraordinaire. Anyway.
Peep show extraordinaire.
Welcome back to the Da Bodega with Pablo and Sid.
We're back. A little delay there. We don't got that much longer to go, so with that in mind, throughout the course of the year, we've had a couple of guest spots. We've had independent wrestlers, personal friends, independent hip-hoppers on the show, and everybody's contributed and just hung out for the most part. So big up to all of them. There's a couple, but I won't name here. But we're going to play a clip from one of the times where we had our Bodega News Network report hosted by yours truly. We had from the independent hip-hop group Beat Nick, my boy Monk, one of the lead producer and one of the MCs of the crew, just hanging out and adding his commentary to it. And we kind of had a good time. And it was the first time we had a guest on. And it just goes to show what kind of show we had, where it truly is a bodega. Come and chill out in front, man. Peep this out, it's short.
Do you want to go through some of the news articles that we've been through this whole week? Whatever, we get stuck to the script and get a couple words from Monk while we have him hear about him?
Sure, why not? I'm trying to get all my papers together, brother. That's what it is. I had a lot of papers in front of me, and it's just like, as soon as Monk called, and I was like, oh, it's cool. Now I ain't got it. We can wing it. Hey, we can sleepwalk through this one. All right, let me see what we got here. We have, in hip-hop news, Saigon Talk, second album before releasing the first. As months go by without a label or release date in sight for the greatest story never told, Saigon's buzz has been in a prolonged stalemate. Acknowledging this conflict, Saigon updated fans and supporters on Monday about his current ventures through his MySpace blog regarding his second album. What's up, y'all? It's the Mighty Yard Father checking in. I'm sorry I haven't been on the scene lately. I'm busy working on the second album title, thank God, even though the first one never came out. Gotta stay working, homie.
I like how you just shut down the typing news thing right after the story is over. You want to touch on Saigon for everybody who doesn't know?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Saigon Underground Cat signed to Just Blaze. Just Blaze is a producer who done a lot of Rockefeller joints. He did a lot of radio club hits. Saigon was, you know, one of these up-and-comers out of New York, if I'm correct.
That's right.
He had an album done, man. He had a whole album done. There was a street single that hit the streets that I thought was pretty hot called Come On Baby. Had a cameo by Jay-Z that wasn't exactly okayed before it was used. And next thing you know, the album never came out. A mixtape came out hyping it. The album has not come out. That song came out 2 years ago.
Got dropped by Atlantic, which was his label.
He fought with Just Blaze, broke up with Just Blaze, got back with Just Blaze, fought with Just Blaze, and got back again with Just Blaze.
Right. Made an appearance on Entourage, right?
Yes.
So.
Yeah. He had a couple of stints on Entourage.
Yeah, he made a couple appearances. But the bottom line is basically that this guy who was maintaining such a buzz, I mean, the guy was like on Source Magazine for like 4 years straight as the next one to blow up, you know?
Yeah.
He was anointed like the next guy from New York to blow up.
He was pretty good.
And that hasn't happened yet.
No, it hasn't. His second single, they even tried.
He's definitely nice. But.
His second street single had Grand Poobah. I got my Sprite in my right hand. And
we got to find those commercials.
I'm trying, man.
We got to find those commercials in a hurry. But yes.
Button,
and
don't say nothing.
There we go.
If we don't, I think it's like this, basically. If he cannot, it's going to get to a point right now where all the underground heads are getting disenchanted with him putting out a product. So, I mean,
I will say this. If anybody I feel deserves a chance, it's him. Even though at this point he should go the underground route. He really should just seriously go the underground route instead of waiting for a major label. He's right there with Papoose. And let me be fair, Papoose is dope and all, but I'm not feeling Papoose. But, you know, he's right up there. The two cats that are hype, and nothing.
Now, isn't he supposed to be dropping a consolation album online because of this?
I think you're right with that. I actually think you are correct. He's supposed to be dropping, I don't remember the name of the compilation off the top of my head.
Yeah, I don't. Me neither.
Yeah, but I think that's the Street Sweeper thing. I think that's the Case Lay thing.
Yeah, you want me to get to a silly, you want me to get to that one that sucks to be you news story?
You want to play the thing, as long as you play the typing thing in the background again. Absolutely.
Oh, you know I'm playing the typing thing in the background. I'm a geek like that, son. Here we go. A worker. Now pay attention, people. A worker at a New Jersey funeral home is dead after being crushed by the elevator used to lift the coffin. Police say a fellow worker at the Kowiki McCracken, that's his real name, funeral home in Linden, found the body of 69-year-old Cesario Ferrara on Wednesday morning. Ferrara had been working at the funeral home for nearly 40 years. The elevator that killed him was used to bring up coffins from the basement.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
This was submitted to me.
By the elevator.
Yeah, he got crushed by, he works in the funeral home. He must have been using it and somehow died in the funeral home by the elevator used to lift the coffins. Ain't that a motherfucker? And
irony.
If that's not enough, if that's not enough, I'm trying to get through this and he made me laugh. If that's not enough, you gotta think, hey man, it's like Walmart, all in one shopping, man. You're right there. You ain't gotta go nowhere with the body.
You find him, you clean him.
Just get a shovel, man. Just
you two are terrible.
I wonder if he worked there if they did it for free. You get any discounts on it? Employee discount.
He's gotta get a discount. Yeah, he's gotta get a discount.
Do you think they just drew a coffin down the elevator shaft and just left them there?
That is horrific.
Well, here we go. A call back. You know they ain't standing the body up in the corner.
Oh, man.
No.
All
wow.
Right, you know what, people? We only got... All right, man, we're back. We're about to wrap this thing up. For those that hung out with us, good looking out right now. People in New York are thoroughly caught up in the New York Yankee game. right now as we do this on October, right now it's after midnight. It's Sunday, October 18th. Started this at 11 o'clock, so we've been going for almost an hour and a half. So Yankees been playing the Angels in the playoffs, and they're right now, I think, going into the 12th inning, some shit like that. Yeah, it looks like they're going into the 12th inning. This is serious. So with that pretty interesting night, plus on top of it, word just broke out for the wrestling geeks out there. Shane McMahon has just handed in his resignation, which will become active at the beginning of the new year. So go figure, Shane McMahon's leaving his father's company. But that's a bunch of shit we could talk about on the regular show. Thanks to everybody listening to Best Of. We're going to get out the plugs, and then we're going to play brand new Eminem. So the plugs, as you guys know already, blogtalkradio.com/DA Bodega. That's the home base where we air stuff live, and you can download for free. Also, you can check out conglomerate.podomatic.com for DJ Sid's site. You can get some mixes, as well as also download the shows and listen to them streaming for free. Also on Mevio, M-E-V-I-E, no, who the hell knows? Go look it up, Mevio, we up there. Also MySpace, MySpace.com/SkillsRow, come and be our friend. Also we're on Facebook. Conglomerate Radio is up on Facebook, so look for Conglomerate Radio on Facebook. That's for us as well. So those are pretty much all the plugs. We will be coming back to you live hopefully soon, maybe this week, maybe in 2 weeks. Got a lot of things popping off. We're going to get into all that once we're back live. Me and DJ Sid in full effect. Also, big up to Black Heart Revolution Radio, our boy Tim Arson, who guest hosted on the last show. He's doing his own thing over there with a frequent guest of our show, Eric Adams. So go check them out. They got a couple of shows up there. They talk a lot of wrestling, MMA, and some personal life stories. Pretty interesting. They got a good chemistry. I'm feeling them. So we hope you enjoyed some of the hip-hop we played and some of the clips from the past year. There's a hell of a lot more, but you know what? Time restrictions. So here's a little sample. We hope everybody enjoyed it. And just to close out, just leaked today, brand new Eminem track from the DJ Hero soundtrack, DJ Hero The Game. The song's called Taking My Ball. And we'll see you live once we're back in full effect. So from DJ Sid and myself, peace, y'all. New Eminem, Taking My Ball. Ladies.
Yo. Drayman. Make my vocal sound.
So right, but it's alright, it's okay with me. I'll do my steps all by myself. I don't need nobody to play with me. But if you just give me a chance, I can put you with a trance the way I dance. But don't nobody wanna play with me, so I'm taking my ball and going home.
I'm that guy, man. Shove a diamond up my hind end and crush it with my butt muscles while I cut vocals. Slut poke holes in your shirt, jump in mud puddles while I stomp mud holes in your ass, girl, now let's cuddle. Blood curdling, you're gurgling on your blood puddle. I do for my next trick, I'm feeling wonderful. I think I might just do something a little less subtle. Shove a fucking tonka truck up a little kid's butthole. Feel the wrath of a psychopath, slash ambassador of the Valentine's Day massacre, slash assassin. I slash her in the ass with an icicle and leave her laying a blood bath while I put a catheter in and jump in the bath with her in my Spider-Man mask. Man, just imagine the fun I can have with a strap on. Stick it up Kim Kardashian's ass and make the bitch run a triathlon. I bust pistachios, damn, I'd like to have some. Laying on the patio, man, rolling a fat one. Shady, drop the magic marker, put the cap on. Goddamn, man, are you that much of an ass?
It feels so wrong, cause it feels so right, but it's alright. It's okay with me, I'll do my steps all by myself. I don't need nobody to play with me, but if you just give me a chance, I can put you in a trance the way I dance. But don't nobody wanna play with me, so I'm taking my ball and going home.
I'm like Houdini, suck my teeny, eeny, weeny between each. Wanna
my thighs and make it disappear like a genie. Make the shit disappear like Tara Reid in a bikini. Believe me, homie, you don't know the meaning of a meanie. They call me the Fruit Loop from Jupiter. I'm trying to maneuver the Hoover up in your poop suit. Don't move or you might get it stuck so fucking far up in your uvula. You ain't gonna know what he was trying to do to your gluteus. Totally tubular, sipping glue through a tube in the studio. Now who do you think is more fruitier? Weenus smothered in peanut butter, putting on a tube of your eyeshadow. And man, it looks nice, you should have seen it, mother. I think I put a piece of art on my Visa card. Then I go beat Misha Barton with a Cuisinart. Then mosey on over to Rosie O'Donnell's with McDonald's. Jump in her lap and watch the Sopranos.
It feels so wrong, cause it feels so right. But it's alright, it's okay with me. I'll do my steps all by myself. I don't need nobody to play with me. But if you just give me a chance, I can put you with a trance the way I dance. But don't nobody wanna play with me, so I'm taking my ball and going home. Oh.
Shady, what are you doing, chewing on a human? Grabbing an aluminum bat, hit Heidi Klum in the back, booming, assuming the fact that that dude's in the back room, using the bathroom, vacuuming a raccoon, skewing a rat, a cat, screwing a baboon. You shouldn't ask, what is he doing with that broom? You should be glad he ain't leave you full of stab wounds. You in a trance, I'm back doing my dance, ooh. But they're afraid I might get Sarah Palin by the hair and make her wear a bathing suit and take a parasailing. Shady, why do you gotta pick on the lady? Why you make her read 84 bedtime stories to you and baby talk? Cause I'm scared, there's monsters under my bed. Can we pick what hit my juice box under my bassinet? No wonder my ass is wet, my diaper needs to be changed. You like graffiti dice? Well, I can pee pee and write your name.
It feels so wrong, cause it feels so right. But it's alright, it's okay with me. I'll do my steps all by myself. I don't need nobody to play with me. But if you just give me a chance, I can put you in a trance the way I dance. But don't nobody wanna play with me, so I'm taking my ball and going home. Oh.
Fine, nobody wants to pay with me? Fuck you then, bitch. Guys, you're always mean to me anyway. All you ever do is rub gum in my hair and stuff. Guys are gonna make